Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 12/10, that's right, December 10th. 15 more shopping days until Christmas, my friends. 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And if it's Thursday, it's my Trish Bell. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. It's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 65. This evening, a low of 35. And on Friday, a high of 54. Friday night, a low of 40. Saturday, a high of 51 and a low of 55. And on Sunday, a low.
I didn't know your sister was here.
A high of 40 and a low of 56. I've got it off. I don't know why it does that. The weather is not going to have any rain in it in any kind of the foreseeable future until possibly on Monday. It says a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, a high of 55 and a low of 40. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. All right. Our guest at 8 o'clock is Mark Baird, who is not just associated with the state of Jefferson, which he is, but he's been studying the COVID and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Jared, good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
You're looking, man, look at Jared. He's looking good.
Looking dapper.
Look at that. Got a haircut.
Well, thank you.
Man's last stronghold.
That's right.
There you go.
Trimmed up that beard.
I did not know that they don't trim beards.
They don't. You had to do it yourself?
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, you can't take your mask off.
Yeah. Oops. So during COVID. Mm. No, but they do all that.
Yeah.
And one day I said, oh, they use a razor and they shave around your ears and that in your neck, which is really cool. And an older gentleman came in the next day and wanted to shave. And they said, well, we don't shave. Well, I just heard it on the radio. You guys shave. We shave around the ears, sir. You know, ears and neck. So they don't do the whole shaves. And have you ever shaved with a straight razor?
Yeah, no.
Why? I didn't know. I mean, you're a country girl. You might have done your legs and that kind
yeah,
of
no,
stuff.
Yeah, no,
I actually
have an old straight razor.
Yeah, I know, but you used it for self-defense.
Yeah.
What about you, Jared? You ever used a straight razor?
No, and the first time I went in there and got a haircut, it made me nervous.
Well, let me tell you, the straight razors they have are disposable blades. And they're very sharp. It's like a disposable blade for a hunting knife.
Mm-hmm.
They have them. They're like surgical blades. They're that sharp. And after you use them, I guess, especially now, you use them once, you toss them away. But the old kind that was just the blade had to be so sharp you could shave with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had one, but I never
got it
to that point. It would tug, it would pull, it would cut me. It would cut some of my beard, but not a lot. And so I just put it away.
Yeah, I have an old one that I've had. I'm not exactly sure of the origin of it, but I have it in the guest bath with an old mug and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
Hey, good morning, everybody. There is so much stuff going on. Not a lot around Reading, except, you know, all the news is COVID and, you know, a couple people killed, in a car wreck.
We've had some awful car wrecks, actually, recently. Five car accidents. We've had terrible accidents up and down the freeway. Alcohol doesn't seem to be involved in a lot of them.
The last two
were.
The one up at Lake, that they wrapped a car around the tree.
Wow,
somebody hit
them.
The guy got wrapped around the tree. It came through the stoplight up there at, on Lake and Eureka up there. Or whatever they call it. And but the one they say down toward Los Molinos, two people killed, and they said they arrested the driver for DUI. He's in the hospital also. So, you know, I don't know, is it the time of the year? Is it the fact that, I don't know, maybe, you know, I don't know, but you're right. It seems to be that. And the one thing I have noticed, as you walk around Reading, yeah, I know they've moved to other places, but the post office and the Veterans Hall down on Yuba Street are clear of transients down there. Now, I don't know what the police have done, but they must have done something. Oh, then there was a case out in City Hall where the guy set that woman on fire.
What about
Did you
that?
See that?
Yes. Yeah. Crazy stuff.
And then she, after she... a witness said her hair was burning, and you know, she,
and she ran off.
Well, she got on a bicycle and rode off. Then they got her to the hospital, and they got the guy who was threatening to kill people if they told anybody. So you know, it's no wonder, that the CCW classes are full. And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm not just talking about us.
Every class
we've got
is
a
full.
Class, we got a class today with like 30 people in it on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took mine, requalified. Was happy to do that.
You're a great shot. Anyway, what's on your mind? I heard, you know, Mike Quinn was in, you know, for those of you who don't know who Mike Quinn is, Mike owned this, owned our signal for a long time, but it was dark. It wasn't on the air, but he had KLXC, 1230.
KLXR.
No.
That's KLXR.
Oh, it is KLXR?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. KLXR. Let's see how quick we forget. Until like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then that went dark. But he's the one that got us started in this craziness. And he just stopped by and to say hello. We were talking about Dr. George Dohm's solution that you put up your nose with the betadine and just a regular nasal spray,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
how that test
solution, yeah.
Now Stanford is testing this here tomorrow, my friends. We're going to we'll get into this a little bit deeper a little bit later on. But they need people who've got COVID to volunteer. It's all going to be done from your car, and you can get paid for it. But it's a way to find out if this solution really does kill the germs there. But they need active. They need it, so they came up here. This is just one of the spots they're testing.
That's what they're doing the test.
Yeah, they're doing it. But I have we have good friends whose daughter's going to do it, who has it, and is not daughter, their son's fiance got it. So she's going to go down there and volunteer for it. I mean, they're not putting anything into you, first of all, except that saline solution with the betadine in it that we use twice a day at the Bot House. I don't know if it's working, but I haven't caught anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of like chicken soup. If somebody comes in and says, you know, this will help, do this or do that, I'm inclined to do that. Those kind of things. I mean, as Mike and I were talking, I've been gargling with salt water. That's an old standby forever.
It is.
It keeps, and the Canton water, which Mike sells, and I've been drinking for years and for all different kinds of reasons. But the solution of that at 2.5, I've been carrying with that with me on an airplane for years because it kills germs.
Yeah.
So you spray it in your mouth, you spray it around your hands, keep it in your nose. I don't get sick when I take an airplane ride anymore. Used to be every time I went, I would end up with a cold
Before COVID.
It was years. So, I mean, I could continue to have that in my car. The alcohol was eating my hands. I mean, I literally was bleeding. It just dries your hands out so badly. So I've been using that.
I don't have fingerprints left anymore.
Well,
I become addicted to this stuff.
Oh, I don't use it anymore. But I use that spray, it kills everything.
What's it called?
It's a 2.5 solution of the alkaline water.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and also that gargling with hot salt water. If you had a sore throat, mom, here you come.
Exactly.
Here it comes.
Well, and
you can also take this solution with the betadine.
Uh-huh.
And you've got to do it correctly, my friends. You can't overdo it. So it's a half a teaspoon of the betadine, half a teaspoon, in a 44 milliliter regular size saline solution that you just spray up your nose. So you pop the top off, take out a half a teaspoon, and you add a half a teaspoon of this and shake it up. You can spray that in the back of your mouth, too.
There you go.
So, Okay, they're not saying it prevents it, but when you add this to the washing of your hands and keeping a distance from people, you know, it's worked. They've used it in surgeries for decades, and it kills everything.
Back to the statement I made earlier, it's like chicken soup. It can't hurt anything, and it can help.
If you have the right solution.
That's right.
You can't put too heavy a solution in, and you can't be more than that 10% solution of that betadine.
Yeah.
And you can buy it. It's called Pov. I'll look it up. And anyway, got to take a break. Sleep number is really pushing to sleeping during this time.
Well, it is, because that's another way that this is a way to be healthy. Adults do not get enough hours of sleep. National average.
It's not just laying there in bed either. It's your sleep quality. They've done a sleep IQ score as a measurement of your restful time of sleep each night. You know, and sleep quality. The second latest bedtime for sleep IQ sleepers was Christmas Eve, right behind New Year's Eve. The worst average sleep IQ scores occurred on New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, and the 4th of July. And sleeping less than 7 hours per night leads to a 32% increase in the likelihood to catch cold if exposed to the virus. So, we're talking, you know, colds there. So the idea of getting a good night's sleep is absolutely paramount. In our sleep number bed, my sleep number setting, because you can adjust the bed to whatever you're comfortable with. And I found lately, it seems, that my sleep number changes. Like my sleep number last night was 55, which it usually is, but I've had it down to 50. I've had it up. The other night, I slept all night on 100. And I woke up the next morning, and I could tell the difference, because mm-hmm. that is not the right, that, you know, that's the firmest you can make it. And I just forgot. Fell asleep when I hit the bed. And you cannot, it made a difference. That's not my number.
I think that sometimes when my back is bothering me for one reason or another, I'll find that I end up adjusting and we'll go up and we'll go down before I finally sink into that number that's feeling good for that particular time. But generally it's 55, and I pretty much stick to that.
Yeah, okay. Now, you can go down to the Target Shopping Center and go over to the Sleep Number store. Lay down on the bed. See what it's like. And give comfort and joy and life-changing sleep to all during this time of the year. And now save up to almost $700 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. But, of course, you know, you need to, you know, they're gonna, you know, there's paperwork and stuff you have to do with that, and if, you know, with the special financing. So we'll be right back after these messages, 7:17 in the morning, and it's about, how cold is it out there?
It's about 54
Not
degrees.
Bad. Yesterday was in the 30s. Okay, we'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality healthcare. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate healthcare. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how healthcare is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. She was lovely, she was the queen of our nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, 605-4567 is our phone number. And this kind of this hour, I believe, is going to be kind of like wide open. And the portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, preventive care, screening of high-risk patients, working together to provide a high-quality care throughout hospitalization. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there.
So Jared just brought me a new weather report because he thought he'd given me the wrong one. And actually, that early in the morning, it's very fine print. I was actually just reading the big print, which was the temperatures. And actually, we have chance of showers tonight. Showers likely on Friday and Saturday. So there is some rain inside, and the weather's brought to us accurately by Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay. Now, as I was telling you during the break, I won my very first election. I've been asked to run before and several times for office here in either the county, the city. I've even asked for higher offices. I've always turned them down, but this one, I ran. I ran a very clean campaign. I found out yesterday that I had won. I promise never to use my office for financial gain. I will support those who not only voted for me, but for those who didn't vote for me. I will treat everybody equally. I really want us to get together after this election that we just had and move forward together with no rancor or animosity. So.
That's good. It's too bad we couldn't do that at a higher level.
That's right.
So you just were elected to the
Reading Gun Club, the board. Now, this may not seem like a big thing to you.
Everybody's got to start somewhere.
I put that on Facebook yesterday, then I got rid of it. It was just too, because I didn't say what I'd been elected to. And it was a landslide, my friends. Out of six candidates, I finished sixth. Thank God there were six openings. Just say the numbers weren't overwhelming,
but the Reading Gun Club is voted. Well, exactly. But the Reading Gun Club, Bob and I were members of the Reading Gun Club back in the in the 80s, when it used to be out off Placer out there where before they moved it, and it was an active club. I mean, we went there for years, and then they tried for many years after that to reestablish another location. Mm-hmm. Finally took over Seven Lakes,
and I tell you what, this...
No conversation about that. It was a huge conversation.
They were supposed to get money, and they never got the money from the county.
The city.
They never got the money from the city.
The city was to rebuild them a gun club. That was the deal.
They did not.
And that was a huge issue in the city and the county for years and years. They tried unsuccessfully to relocate in several other locations. It was a huge deal, which is why it surprises me that this is an active gun club has talked about it.
It's more than
not
active.
Not a conversation
There's
at all.
There's been so much work done over the last 5 years. All the shooting bays, that one lake was drained, all the lead was taken out of it. It wasn't a lake. It was like a catchwater place.
Is it lead free?
And we live by the EPA. We're out collecting, or the club's hiring people to come out there and pulls all the lead out all the time. It's $1 every time if people come down to. Well, in fact, it costs $110 to join the Reading Gun Club. That's for the whole year. That's your whole family, and you can bring guests down there for $11. It was $100. It went up to $110, and that other $10 is for EPA, for getting the people in there, and taking out all the lead. The club is greatly enhanced, shooting positions for rifles. We have tables there, concrete tables. You can put your gear on and shoot from that.
So can you get ammo there?
Only shotgun ammo. Only shotgun, and it can't be taken off range. You shoot it there.
Because that was one of the best things we did. We used to shoot skeet. My son used to shoot competitively.
Yeah.
And it was an excellent shot. But they had the gun club up at the Anderson High School when Rick was in high school.
Yeah.
And they used
to
go.
They still do.
They still do. You're right. They do still do. But they used to shoot competitively all across the United States, and the Anderson Gun Club went to that many times. I think about that because we're so. I mean, I don't know that you can. Can you even carry a rifle or a shotgun in the back of your car in one of those racks now? Is that legal?
I don't think it is anymore.
Everybody in Chester County had a gun rack in the back of their pickup.
Sure.
Up at Anderson High School, you could walk through that parking lot I think they shot on Thursdays. Half of the parking lot would be full of these trucks with the guns in them.
Yeah, you can't do that anymore.
And then the kids would go to their car, pick up their gun and their ammo, and have it in their hand, and walk across the campus, across the street, over to the gun club. I mean, but we're not talking that long ago. The point of that? And look how things have changed.
Well, the guns haven't changed.
No, they have not.
Guns have not changed. Back when I was in high school, we used to go dove hunting in the morning. Shotguns in the back of the backseat of your car, backseat of my Volkswagen, and we'd come in, go to school. I don't remember us having any type of shooting team, but it was just accepted,
lifestyle.
Yeah,
that's what you did.
It's just a lifestyle. And yet things have changed so dramatically, but not the guns haven't changed. And yet we keep trying to take guns off the street
and make them wicked and terrible.
And they're not. A gun's like a gun is very, it's a tool, and you use different tools. That's in your toolbox for different jobs. You don't use a handsaw to cut down a tree.
Unless that's the only thing you got.
But it'll work. But that's not what you use. You use a different tool, different types of hammers, different types of screwdrivers. You have a Phillips or you have a flathead. So it's kind of like it's like that. So I don't get too engrossed into I've got this type of gun. Okay. You know, the thing is do you can you use it safely? Can you shoot it safely? Do you keep it locked up if you've got kids?
Yes. And you know, the whole point with the gun argument is common sense. Because at my class the other day, there was a discussion about from a gentleman who said, well, I just think that it's adamant that you must have your gun locked up in your home at all times. We then went on to say, you know, that's kind of dependent upon the circumstances of your home.
It is.
If you have no children ever in your home, and you're, in my situation, I'm the only person there.
Right.
And on a pretty regular basis, I might make an exception about where my gun is at night as opposed to being locked in a box. Sure. But not if I had children in the house.
Well, and even then, you know, when you have kids in the house, you know, there's these new safes now.
Exactly, and lock boxes
that you
and
can
all
put
kinds,
them
yeah.
Put them on your put them inside the drawer next to your bed or on top of your little counter there next to the bed that only you can get into.
Exactly,
and get the gun. It does you no good to have a gun locked up.
A gun locked up separately from the ammunition. What's the point of having that gun in your home to protect you?
And some place where you can't get to it.
Exactly.
And there are home invasions. We see home invasions around here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's tied to, of course, is somebody coming in and for drugs. Something to do with the drug trade.
Yeah.
You know, not every case. I don't want to say that, you know, it's every case. It's, of course, it's not every case, but most of them have something to do with
drugs, or they're targeted because someone knows what's in the home. And
yeah,
they got
and it's either cash. It's either cash in the marijuana. It's already been processed. That's what they want. Okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, we talked to Brian out there. He's the general manager, and he means it when you hear on his ad that he sees people thrive out there that before weren't, because they've got, you know, there's friendly people there, great food, you know, a lot of the little things are taken care of for people that just don't want to mess around anymore, wondering if they can find toilet paper, wondering, oh gosh, you know, I'm going to grocery and store and all of these things. Well, River Commons Senior Living is for active seniors. It's not an assisted living facility, so people are traveling in and out of there, probably less now because of COVID. But they want you to feel welcome. They want you to feel like it's your home, and pets are welcome there. For more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. We'll be right back, 7:32 in the morning, 54 degrees out there.
KCNR has teamed up with Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. So thank you to all the men and women who have served in the armed forces. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans. And with Courtney's help, we are lending a helping hand to help out our local homeless veterans. It's Operation Holiday Salute with KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, we're into this today, aren't we, Eric? Liking it, man.
I'm right on. My kind of music.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio station with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Okay, Trish, we've been talking, you know, it's kind of humorous, you know, a little bit about the gun club, and then we got into the Reading Gun Club and, you know, how you can shoot out there. It's outside, too. And you can, you know, lots of bays to shoot pistols in, and great trap and skeet ranges out there, and a rifle for your rifle. And we talked about the test that's going to be done tomorrow by Stanford on people with COVID to see if this solution of betadine and saline solution can kill the germs. So they're doing a study on that. And again, it's something you add to the arsenal. You put another arrow in your quiver.
Exactly.
If this works. We've been using it, and we're happy with it. We haven't caught anything. Now, let's move on.
Let's talk about the election.
Let's talk about the election for a bit. You know, frankly, I thought it was time to call in the dogs and pee on the fire. But now Texas has launched something right to the Supreme Court, a challenge, and several other states have joined in on this about looking at the election itself. How groups of people in different states change the constitution of the state.
They change the laws and unconstitutionally change the rules of the election
without,
that were unconstitutional. They did not have the authority to do it.
Well, that's what I was trying to say, but you said it much better as usual. And so this challenge is going to, you know, and some of these, and you say, well, what way? Well, one way was by extending the time the ballots could come in to, you know, 5 days, 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. Others were you weren't required to have another signature on it verifying that was you.
Some states they weren't allowed to have mail-in ballots. One state, it's illegal to have mail-in ballots. And they did it anyway.
The study they did in 2005, a bipartisan study, said that not absentee ballots, but just mail-in ballots is a treasure trove for a fraud. And this was a bipartisan group of people, you know. But yet, people don't want to hear that. They want to say that, how many votes, Jared, do you know that Biden got? Final count on that, buddy?
I think it was like 81 million.
And that's just ridiculous. Carl, in a nutshell, if I might. There are so many. I mean, you can pick and parts, each instance, different things, boxes of ballots that came in, that the seven or eight states that just quit voting and sent everybody home and quit counting, sent everybody home and then recounted. All of the allegations, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of signed under perjury of you know, oaths that people took talking about irregularities in the election process in many, many states across the United States. You would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not realize that fraud took place in massive instances across the United States, not only with the Dominion voting machines, which we actually looked at in Shasta County, and as I recall, discarded because they could be hooked up to the internet and manipulated.
Well, you remember what Kathy Darlin Allen said. She said, here we look at each ballot.
Exactly.
Look at the signature, but in L.A., they don't because they don't have enough people to do that. It would take forever, so they have software and machines that count the ballots without even, you know, with
exactly.
Nothing there except the machine saying this is this one or this is that one. So you got to figure is, and she says that software has not been demonstrated to be has not been vetted.
We went through all of that and have been going through it for years. And the bottom line is you can't say there isn't enough evidence to say that there was fraudulent instances across this whole thing. And so many other things. I mean, you look at the bellwether states, you know, certain how many states always go, and they all went for Trump. He won all of these different things.
Yeah,
more counties.
Less counties. Biden won less counties than Obama. But here's the question, and from one of our people. All of those examples have led to nothing in the courts. And
well,
they've all been brought up, and in every case that I can think of, they've been tossed out.
Well, and you're absolutely right. Or they've been appealed and they're going up and here's the reason. We have as a society, people don't want to hear this, but the deep state that controls this country, the reason that people don't want to believe any of it because they never get the news. They don't know all of the things that have happened because nobody's talking about it. The press, the Democratic Party, there's a few of these stations like you and I or Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or some of the shows that are talking about these
Mark Levin. Oh, my God. Levin is just going out with case after case.
Well, they are. But the final statement on the whole thing from me would be, there is no question in my mind that this was an illegal election. From top to bottom, hundreds of thousands of votes that were not cast properly, that were not done right. And if we were, as a country, to install Joe Biden as our next president, I will tell you that I personally will never recognize that. In my mind, Donald Trump will be the last legally elected American president. Because this election absolutely doesn't pass the smell test. And if they want to put him in there, they can go ahead and put him in. But I'm not going to recognize him, and I will absolutely say to you, now we're living in a banana republic, and when are we going to take it back?
Well, I tell you, if this comes out and that Joe Biden wins, and he's by electoral college, and they're fighting, I know what you're saying, but
I will not recognize him.
Did you recognize Obama?
I did, but that's a totally different thing. I didn't like him.
I didn't want him to be my president, but he was.
But I will not recognize Joe Biden as an illegally elected American president. It was not a legal election.
And let's go to the phones. Daniel.
Well, good morning to you.
Hey, Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
Yeah, I've seen photos of you lately, Daniel. What are you on? Are you on a bodybuilding kick here? What?
Well, aren't I getting good looking?
Yeah, hey, look, I tell you what, if it was any more, I'd kind of be looking at you sideways myself. So, what's up?
Well, you know, you're talking about software being vetted. There is one software that's vetted for screening, and that's fingerprints. And there's no reason in the world that we all can't put our fingerprint on that envelope and say, here's my vote. I just signed it with my chop.
There you go.
Well, you know what? Here's the other thing.
If you wanted a legal election, you would do that, or maybe even ask for an ID.
There's the one that I can never figure out why people are not required to show an ID. You can't tell me that, you know, and they say, well, that's it's racist because a lot of people of color, a lot of minorities, a lot of poor people, they have no ID.
They have to show an ID 15 different places a day.
I don't believe that. I think there are IDs. And the state of California issues IDs like crazy. All you have to do is show up and prove when you get the ID that you're living here, that you have an address. You know what? And people have to show IDs when they use, when they're using credit cards or EDT cards?
EDT cards, food stamps.
Something. You know, they should do that. And so just showing an ID and ensuring that before the next election that everybody in this country here legally that, you know, that rates one, gets a card.
But when the goal is to have anybody vote,
they can't get on an airplane without an ID.
Well, most poor people don't fly. So, but if the idea of everybody having an ID, and it's not to track people, but it's for things like this. It's to help them when they're trying to buy something. And when it comes to voting, one of the most important privileges we have here in this free country. And now you're at, because there's lots of people like Trish that, I mean, millions of people like
74.
Trish. Not all 74 million, but but there are millions out there that, you know, and frankly, in polls, if you read that, the vast, you know, there's more than 50%, and that includes Democrats, think that this election, there was some chicanery going on, but the vast majority of the Republicans, I think it's like 80%, have said, no, this wasn't a free, you know, this was not a fair election. Now, the only thing I can think that would solve that is if a case goes up to the Supreme Court takes it, and they actually rule on it and say, it could be absolutely one of two rules, and it's one is, you're right, and we're going to set this election aside in these states and do it again.
Well, let me leave you with this. Remember after Desert Storm and everything, all that happened, and then finally when Saddam was sent away, remember that powerful picture of all the people in Iraq that voted and they had a purple finger?
Oh, yeah, I was there when they did it.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, so when, yeah, but when they made these strange rules, when the coronavirus hit, and they made these strange rules that you could just vote by mail in places that have never voted by mail, and I'm not blaming the polling places because, you know, they've been used to a certain thing, and all of a sudden, instead of having, you know, 2,000 mail-in ballots, or like in Shasta County where we do this a lot, you know, absentee ballot, we get thousands in.
But they're absentee ballots. That's,
and then all of a sudden they get 50,000, you know, mail-in votes. You know, they're overrun. Anyway, we got to run. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Be well. Bye.
Okay, you too. We're going to take a quick break here. And it's 7:47 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business.
Recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Table Games gives back at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 is up for grabs. Play 10 hours each week to qualify. $5 minimum bet. We're giving away stacks of cash. $10,000 every Thursday. Two $5,000 winners. For all the details, visit our friendly dealers at the 21 Pit. End 2020 with a pocket full of cash. Drawings Thursdays at 9 p.m. We provide a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. $40,000 Table Games gives back. WindRiver.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Chris Clark. Good morning. It is 7:52 in the morning, 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is bringing us this segment. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, if anybody knows more about insurance than Judy Maxwell, prove it. Okay, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners since 1993. You can give her a call at 221-0441. Having problems getting that home insurance after all these fires? Talk to Judy. She's helped so many people. And because of that, once they see what a great job she did on that, business insurance, car insurance.
Yeah, she knows it all.
She knows it all. Now, okay, I'm going to give away $20. No, I'm going to make it $25 of Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person that calls in and tells me, name a state where every county went red. A state where every county went red, and you've got to tell me on the air. So there is a state out there. I'm looking at it right now. Every county voted red. Mm. Every county voted red. Get that, and you get a $25 worth of Bear Bucks at Black Bear Diner. Okay, yes, ma'am.
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube just said they're no longer going to have, what?
They're taking off all information about a fraudulent election. They're not going, including anything the president puts out. They are no longer going to have any information about the 2020 election being fraudulent. Which absolutely smacks. When is the legislature going to look at the federal 230 law, the law that gives them protection so that they can't be sued for what other people put on their page.
And these are the things they add to, like, the defense appropriations bill. And he says, fine, you got to strip it out.
They've got to change that law.
Well, they are no longer just a platform.
They're not a platform. They're censoring, and they're censored. They're using censorship, and they've got to rewrite that law. You know, I pulled that last night, and I actually read it because everybody keeps referring to it. It goes on and on about all the protections that are built in there to protect them from getting sued for anything that anybody else can put in there, and that they put everything out, and that's the platforms they've created, and they get special tax consequences and special allowances. They're not living by that.
You think Google's not making money?
Facebook, Google,
FaceTime. Facebook.
I mean, all of them. And YouTube and all those platforms, they need to rewrite that law and get those people. If they want to censor and decide what information is going to be on their platforms, then they need to pay to have a private thing. Then they got to be a private company.
Then you've got to take a look at them as
being, and hold them allowable
as being a monopoly.
That's right.
Also, because if you look at it, Facebook, even though this is a new thing called something.
Oh, there's a couple of them. Yeah. Prager.
No, not Prager. It's like
Parler.
Parler. And then there's another one called MeWe.
But these are, you know, compared to Facebook and YouTube, they are nothing. No offense, but they're nothing. They have a monopoly. Look what Europe's doing to YouTube and Facebook and Google. They are fining the heck out of them for being a monopoly. And
that's what we need to do.
Well, they are a monopoly. They're no different than the steel industry was when they were fixing prices. And the Zuckerman said in front, he admitted that they talk to each other. These platforms talk to each other. And so now anything that has to do with a different outlook on coronavirus, boom, gone. Anything you put in there about the election, they always have something there.
They give you the election results.
Yeah, and, you know, frankly, people know people know about the election, and that's fine. And then they pull things off there, say, I'm sorry, you can't. Like for Dr. Dohm's solution here, which is FTC approved, by the way, the materials in there are FTC approved. That they said that no, you can't have this on there because it goes against, you know, groupthink. Well, that's why Stanford's testing this, because it does work, and they're going to show it works, or they're going to show it doesn't work. But the thing is that when you start pulling things off like that, you're now a publisher, and when you do not allow a freedom on that platform, then you're the publisher. And you're editing, and you no longer have those protections.
Well, and the legislature, actually, I think the House of Representatives had discussions, and they were bipartisan about this over the last several years, that something had to be done with that federal Section 230, because it was no longer being used appropriately. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. I don't care about your politics. The fact of the matter is, these businesses should not be censoring on an open platform what they're doing. And if they are, as you say, they're a publisher, and they need to pay to be a publisher.
And one of the comments,
and be held accountable for what they put out there.
Well, one of the comments, somebody says, I don't use YouTube. But aren't they a private company? And they are. And now here's the thing. Their argument is nobody has to use YouTube. Nobody has to use Facebook. You know, you don't have to. This is my company. You don't like it, then don't.
But they can't have the protections if it's a private company, if they don't allow everybody. If they allow anybody, they have to allow everybody.
Which is the idea. And then they'll say, you know, but you can't put porn on there. You can't put, you know, things.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's society type things. When you start talking political, you know, no hate speech. Well, a definition of hate speech is whatever they want it to be.
Yeah.
And that's the scary thing. So anyway.
Politically correct speak, and that's part of the problem now, because they have determined, and we've talked about this before, Carl, that, you know, they determine that a word all of a sudden means something totally different than it's meant your entire lifetime.
Nobody has called me with an answer on this, have they? Okay, which state get $25 and Black Bear Diner $100. What state voted totally red? Every county in the state. Which state did they get $25 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets? So give us a call.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says today's meeting of the administration's vaccine advisory panel to take a closer look at that Pfizer vaccine is what he calls an important day for all of America. He explained to NBC's Today show.
It is not just a formality. We take this very seriously in terms of having the transparency around our process. It's why we have outside experts, because issues, medical issues, scientific issues could be raised that need to be addressed.
Ed Hahn says the FDA would include recommendations in any emergency use authorization it may issue about who should not get the vaccine as well. There have been some side effects in early testing in the UK. Jobless claims jumping thanks to record coronavirus cases. A closer look at the numbers from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The number of new applications for unemployment insurance surged last week to 853,000, a jump of more than 100,000 from the previous week amid record high coronavirus cases that are slowing economic growth. In the week ending December 5th, initial weekly jobless claims rose by 137,000 from a revised total of 716,000 applications. The sharp rise last week appears to be a troubling sign for the U.S. economy as the country suffers through record-breaking coronavirus cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Delaware U.S. Attorney's Office is investigating Hunter Biden's tax affairs.
In a statement released by Joe Biden's transition office, Hunter says his legal counsel was notified of the investigation on Tuesday. The younger Biden says he takes this matter very seriously, but is confident that he handled his tax affairs legally and appropriately. In a separate statement, Joe Biden said he is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Early trading on Wall Street, the Dow down 31 points, NASDAQ up about 75. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Investors, are you seeking steady cash flow? Are you ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts and bonuses targeted 18 to 21%. That's right. You could receive steady 10% monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-754-83, 800-754-83, or visit NRIA.net.
An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by our private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net.
The federal government and separately 48 states and districts are all suing Facebook. They want to know more about its practices and how it affects competition in the marketplace. A closer look from correspondent Ed Donahue.
The Federal Trade Commission wants Facebook to sell Instagram and WhatsApp, saying it's trying to eliminate competition. New York Attorney General Letitia James says the states have similar worries.
Unchecked power of corporations who continue to maintain monopoly power by setting the terms for how it uses private data.
The FTC fined Facebook $5 billion last year for privacy violations. James says Facebook needs to be reined in.
Their efforts to suppress innovation, to cut privacy protections, monetize data.
Facebook says government action punishes successful businesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The European Central Bank has added another large dose of economic stimulus.
The added stimulus comes as a winter wave of rising COVID-19 infections shuts down large portions of the economy and hurts Christmas sales revenues. The central bank is buying €500 billion in more bonds. That'll keep borrowing costs low for cash-strapped businesses and governments.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Joe Biden has announced retired Army General Lloyd Austin as his selection to be Secretary of Defense. Introducing Austin, Biden said the retired four-star general is a leader of extraordinary character, courage, and experience. Austin is a recently retired military officer and would need a congressional waiver to be confirmed in his position for Secretary of Defense. Some congressional Democrats have opposed such waivers to ensure civilian leadership at the Pentagon. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air until, let me see, today's Thursday. So on Friday, we started, in fact, we started on the 14th. So that's, you know, December the 14th. So we're starting our 11th year then. So you won't hear me say this anymore. I'll just erase it. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, the 10th of December, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl Bott and Trish Clark are here today. Jared's at the helm, and Trish has the weather.
And it's 54 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for sunny today, a high of 65. And a low of 35. Friday, chance of showers, a low high of 54 and a low of 40. And on Saturday, showers likely, high of 51 and a low of 45. Sunday, showers, high of 55 and a low of 40. And on Monday, slight chance of showers and then partly sunny. So we're going to have a little bit of rain this week, we hope. And let's hope it's more than showers.
I'm not
really
on the range.
Really use some rain.
I'm not on the range if it's not rain. I want it to rain.
It would be wonderful if we could really get some good moisture. I was thinking about actually turning my sprinklers back on because
Linda will go out and she'll water for a day and turn everything off again because our system is finally set up so you can turn it on and off.
Yeah.
Instead of it going through a hole and canceling everything.
Yeah.
Then you have to reset it.
Yeah. So it's good, but if things are starting to dry out a little bit, so I'm glad we're going to get a little moisture. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, we have a winner. Now, I had some good, you know, somebody came in and said, you know, said Wyoming. And I went, I just looked at one state because I knew, I was pretty sure that they'd all. But they said Wyoming. So I had to look up Wyoming. And Wyoming's close. 70% of the vote went to Trump in Wyoming. But they had a county that went blue. A large county, but I think it was out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm not sure why it went blue.
Those three voters, and they all live in the same family.
Well, it could be. The winner, though, and Eric won, was the state of Oklahoma. Every county in Oklahoma went red. Now, if you go back to the last election, every county went red then. That's as far back as I went. But Oklahoma was the answer, so Eric, come on in and pick up your Black Bear Diner tickets. Okay, on the phone, we have Mark Baird. Good morning, Mark. Mark's on the phone. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
Oh, okay.
Good morning, Mark.
There's always that question. Well, maybe Mark had other things to do. I mean, I talked to him earlier. So now we're going to look at Oklahoma as maybe a place to end up at.
You know, it's nice out there. The only drawback to Oklahoma is tornadoes.
You know, my family moved a lot, and Dad worked for Swift & Company, and they offered him a manager's position in a new plant in a place called Guymon, Oklahoma. So Dad flew out there to take a look at it, and he came home. He says, "No," he says, "the only thing between you and the North Pole is a barbed wire fence." and he says the wind blows, and yeah. But, that's true. You get a lot of wind out there, and it's Tornado Alley comes through there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's a fact of life. Oklahomans are pretty tough people. So, Mark, what do you want to talk about today? We've got a couple of things you wanted to talk about.
Well, I'd like to address the state of California, and I mean that in two different ways, the state within its boundaries and the state of the state, if you will, and we in the Jefferson movement have started a new cause, and it's called Walk Away, and the state of Jefferson is was the first Walk Away movement from democratic socialism in the state of California. And I think that with the lack of representation, which ought to be pretty obvious to everyone in Sacramento, I think there's only one way to fix this. We're not going to fix it through the courts because the courts are obviously biased. We're not going to fix it by voting because the Democrats have finally learned how to rig a presidential election, and they've been rigging state elections for years. We're not going to fix this by appealing to the Republican Party. Number one, there aren't enough of them. And number two, half of them kind of agree with what's going on. And there's only one way to fix this, and that's get away from them. And there are processes that we can use to do that. We've been trying to do this for years. And we've tried through the courts. We've tried appealing to the legislature. There is one more avenue where we would have gone through, and hopefully President Trump will prevail at the United States Supreme Court, and then we'll press on with that, and that is to declare the state of California in sedition for violating its own constitution, violating the laws of the state of California themselves. The government violates California law every day, and violating the United States Constitution and the California Constitution.
Well, there was a court case that said that Governor Newsom had totally overstepped his boundaries and that he was not operating under the laws, and this had to do with the COVID declarations. What other?
And he totally ignored everything the court said and continues to do what he's doing.
Yeah, and I've read the ESA 15 or 20 times myself just to make sure that I understand the nuances of it. And the Emergency Services Act is not extra constitutional power. It does not bestow upon the government of California in general, nor the governor in specifically, any extra constitutional powers over your property, your usury and possessory interest in your property, your liberty to move about freely and to do the things that you legitimately need to do to earn a living or take care of your family or purchase goods and services. And so he is not only in violation of the court's order, he's also in violation of the California Constitution and the Emergency Services Act itself.
Well,
what can we do about that?
Yeah, is it a lawsuit? Accusing the state of California of running roughshod over our rights.
Well, I mean, certainly there's a Title 42 action here, but we've been down this road, and we ran into Judge Mueller in federal court for the Eastern District, and she is most decidedly a Democratic operative. She was a Sacramento City Councilwoman who vacated her seat so Daryl Steinberg could have it, and then he went on to become mayor of Sacramento, and the rest of that's history, and she then was rewarded by President Obama with a federal judgeship. So you can't get justice even in the federal court in California, at least not yet. There is some hope in the Ninth Circuit now that's beginning to pop its head out, but even that's not sure. We do not have parity in conservatives and liberals even in the Ninth Circuit yet. It's close, but it's not quite there. So I don't think relief lies in the courts. I think the relief lies in the people, and we need to arrest this guy. We need to drag him out of his office.
Well, I've noticed that I just saw an article, especially down in Southern California, which is kind of a bastion of the left, that his latest about shutting down people's lives and their businesses and forcing them into bankruptcy, where this one restaurant gave their parking lot to a bus, and on it was Recall Newsom. And the businesses around there, you know, they were all in agreement with this. They believe that, you know what, that there's no scientific evidence that says a restaurant that's distancing people, you know, using the, sanitary methods or sterilization methods for their tables, doing individual serving, your silverware comes out in a little, bag, or a plastic bag that's been sanitized, they're saying is that there's no scientific proof that says that people are catching it from restaurants in, you know, in great numbers, unlike, you know, family gatherings, you know, weddings, things like that. So, you know, you're starting to see some movement down in the South, which I think is a I think that's very appropriate for right now.
Well, yeah, I totally agree. But even beyond that, I mean, let me digress just for a second. The Chinese Communist Party let this virus into the world. I personally think it came out of bioweapons lab number 4. Maybe it was on the gum on the bottom of somebody's shoe. Maybe it was intentional. Who knows? But here's the deal with that. This virus is in the world now. It's never going to leave the world. It's here, the famous flu and salmonella and just pretty much anything else that you get sick from. You can hide for 20 years when you come back out of your hole and pull the rock off the top of it where you've been hiding at the governor's direction all this time, broke, miserable, your family starving, no business left, no property, no rights, no nothing. The virus will still be in the world. And even if you manage to avoid it while you hid in your hole, the minute you come out to buy more toilet paper from Costco, you could get it. There is no scientific evidence. It is airborne. It's surface-borne. No one really knows. No one has any idea how this is transmitted. Some people are going to get it, whether they wear a mask or not. Some people are not. Some of those who get it will die from it. Some of those who get it will not. That is a fact of life, just like the flu, the Spanish flu, German measles, or anything else.
Or the common cold.
That's the common cold. Do we commit political suicide over this? Do we commit societal suicide over this? Or do we exercise our liberty and use common sense and do the best we can?
The idea of masking, masking, separation of, you know, your social distancing, as they call it now, which, by the way, that concept I love. I wish this had been going on for a long time. I frankly don't like people crowded behind me in the store or anywhere around me. Maybe it's just my upbringing. You know, those things can help slow it. Are you in agreement with that?
Well, like I said, it's these things are all common sense. I mean, I wouldn't stand in line in front of a guy with a common cold who's coughing on my back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't stand getting in an airliner inside of a dirty sock with 200 other people when people weren't raised with the common sense to cover their mouth when they cough. But that's true of anything. This doesn't change anything, really. It simply emphasizes the need for people to use common sense. But it is the first time in the history of the world where the governments are using a disease to fundamentally change the way they govern. And Newsom said it. He's using the virus to take California away from socialism and away from capitalism to a managed form of socialism. The head of the World Economic Forum said the same thing. All the global elites are saying the same thing. So, you know, do we commit political and constitutional suicide over this, or do we find a different way?
Okay, I've got to take a break here. Our guest is Mark Baird, and we're talking about giving up our rights due to this COVID virus. And I'm not going to give my thoughts about COVID virus all of a sudden appearing in 2020 during the election, you know, prior to or anything like that. But it is you have to ask yourself, you know, when it started in China, and it did start in China, that and how it spread so quickly and the impact it's had on our country during a very pivotal year. Okay, KIXE Public Broadcasting, and this is our PBS station here in Reading. And I'm not a big supporter of NPR for a variety of reasons, but this local PBS station offers a lot of things you would never see on TV, on regular commercial TV. They've done a good job down there on what they're doing, and now they're doing their annual fundraiser. And it's the Wine and Recreation Auction. Now, you don't have to do anything except sit in front of your TV on the 11th and 12th of December. That's this weekend, and at 7 p.m. KIXE comes on, and you get to see the items up close and personal. You can bid on them there. If you need more information, give them a call at 243-5493. for the KIXE PBS. Now, also at the same time, holiday meals for military families. This is Rob Burrows in the Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is requesting donations. They fed 100 families at Thanksgiving. They would like to feed 100 more military families who need some assistance during this, or veterans families that need some assistance during Christmas. And so they're asking for frozen turkeys, cooked hams, any or all canned food items, stuffing, rice, all those kind of things that you would like to see at your Christmas dinner. All holiday-related foods to complement either a turkey or ham meal would be appreciated. And all food donations will benefit military families in the Northern California Tri-Counties area. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-378-2280, and they collect it down at the old fire station in Cottonwood. And it's just, you know, it's just got a variety of things in there. When I dropped off the Thanksgiving meal, it was really kind of cool to see how much stuff people had given and for this, and they were able to feed 100 families. Mm-hmm. That's 25 more from last year, and there's people that need more help this year. We'll be right back after these messages. 8:20 in the morning, 55 degrees out there.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Reading Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. ReadingKia.com.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Home for the holidays. I believe I've missed each and every day.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah. Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for the right place to buy jewelry for your loved one, it's Christmas. It's not too late. They're open Monday to Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they have a great selection of jewelry.
Wonderful selection of estate jewelry and one-of-a-kind items. Beautiful collection of turquoise. It's a candy store.
It is. It is. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. On the phone is Mark Baird, and we were talking about, you know, rights that we've enjoyed, even in California, that have been stomped on by the governor. And even though it's been taken to court and says you cannot do that unless the legislature votes. Now, did the legislature vote to give him extra powers, Mark?
No, they did not. What he has been doing is he's been issuing these executive kingly decrees, and then the legislature follows up. For example, the executive branch ordered the judicial branch not to subpoena eviction, in other words, not to subpoena individuals who are facing unlawful detainer evictions as long as they whine about COVID. So the Wuhan China virus is allowing people to not pay their rent in California, and the executive branch of the California government ordered the judicial branch not to issue subpoenas. You can go in, you can file the unlawful detainer, you can say, gosh, these people haven't paid rent in 3 years, I really need to get some money for my property, I'm still paying property taxes, and so on and so forth. And the court will tell you very kindly, you can file the case, but we've been ordered by the governor not to subpoena. But, you know, when you elect a king, you go figure when he starts acting like one. And there's only one way to get away from this, and that is to break this state up so that it is more responsible to the people who elect these guys and put them in their chairs.
How do we do that, though, Mark? We've tried. We've been trying to separate this state since for how many times have we made this attempt?
Since the 30s.
How do we actually accomplish it?
We've actually been trying since 1861, and President Polk said before this was even a state, California is too big to govern.
There you go.
Right. But what we have is a legislature that capped its own numbers in 1872 in order to prevent black people and Chinese from gaining political representation. We presented this case to the court. It's now we're waiting for cert in the United States Supreme Court. Hopefully they'll take it. I don't know if they will. Actually, the odds are very much against us that they'll take it. They get 4,000 petitions a year, and they only hear 90 cases. So we probably won't make it there. But what we have to do is we have to stand up as a people. We have to go to Sacramento. We have to find some law enforcement officer that has the backbone to arrest the governor for violations of Title A 1324, which is a federal crime, Penal Code 424, I believe it is, misuse of public funds. And by the way, the governor just entered into a deal with Oregon in violation of Article 1, Section 10, Clause 4, where he has offered the taxpayers of California to pay the liability if dam removal on the Klamath River goes wrong. And we're talking about potentially billions of dollars in liability to property owners downriver from this unlawful dam removal. So he's entering into agreements with foreign governments in violation of the U.S. Constitution, the California Constitution. He's in violation of, I can't even count them all. I have a list, but you don't want to hear the whole list. And the only way to stop him is to go arrest this guy and make an example of him. That's the only relief we're going to get, I think.
Okay. We're here with Mark Baird. This is a short segment because we went way over on the other one. So we're going to take a break here. Chris called and then hung up. So, Chris, you can call back right after this break if you'd like and ask a question. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's locally owned, locally operated. These are people that care about the people of the northern state, and especially in Redding and in Red Bluff. They have three branches at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff at 1845 California Street, right here in downtown Redding. I can almost hit it with a good drive from, if I ever had a good drive with a golf ball. And, of course, at the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. But experience how Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Mark Baird.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Are you concerned about an elder's safety? Shining Care's mission is to give compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders, disabled adults, as well as their loved ones to maintain safety and well-being, whether it be trouble remembering doctor recommendations, unwanted weight loss, or an unsafe living situation. The Shining Care team is here to help assist your family, providing you and your loved one with the support and guidance needed to safely stay at home by suggesting alternative solutions to make sure your loved one is safe and well. Whatever the concern, Shining Care is here to assist you in caring for your family member. We'll give expert guidance and connect you to suitable services, and we'll help manage everything, making life easier for you to have quality time with your loved one and less time worrying if they are safe. For more information, please visit shiningcare.org.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is all of this slow and quiet music?
Calming Trish down.
calming truth down.
Oh, this is from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I got it. Hey, welcome back to the show, 8:34 in the morning here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is beautiful music, you know, from that, when you know, if you don't know where it comes from. Of course, the movie, it was the beginning of the spaghetti westerns, A Man with No Name, and three westerns there. And Clint Eastwood had to be talked into it, and it made him a star on the big screen. So, hey, it's 8:34 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Works on appointments only. Phone number there is 244-9478. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut in 13 years. Yeah, how about that? I've never done anything for 13 years. I've lived in Reading. I've been married for 13 years, a new record, and I've had my hair cut in the same place. And Linda says, "Are you bored?" I went, "No, I'm not bored. I just said every day is new. Every day is a new record for me."
Yeah.
We're on the phone with Mark Baird, and we have a caller. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Barely. Get in closer.
All right. Good morning. Good morning, Mark. My name's Rich. I'm his co-plaintiff on one of his Fifth Amendment lawsuits. But I have an idea, another way we can take back our country. First, you take back your cities, and then you take back your counties. And if everybody did that, you would by default take back your state. And if everybody did that, you would by default take back the country. And we are starting that here in Shasta County. The recall effort is underway in the background, and more news to follow on that.
Okay. Well, it's true that we have more of an impact on
at
our
local level.
At the local level. And we can, you know, if people are unhappy with the way things are going, you know, two of the incumbents, even though I thought Adam was doing a great job, two of the incumbents got voted out. And, in fact, over the last few elections, except with the exception of Leonard Modi, the county has changed every time there's been an election, too. So, Mark,
and Les Baugh.
Yeah, and well, yeah, but Les is he's coming up here in the next what?
Yeah, but he made it through the last one.
He made it through the last one. Hey, Mark, you said walk away. What's walk away?
Well, walk away is walk away from the Liberal Socialist Party and start to vote for candidates that are not intent on stripping your liberty and taking your money and taking your property and taking your rights away from you. And I believe you mentioned a great example in Los Angeles of Mayor Garcetti shutting down restaurants and in the same parking lot, a movie company set up a restaurant for their employees.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
And that made nationwide news.
Because the entertainment industry was exempt from this, and yet they were running a restaurant. You're right. In the same parking lot that they shut a restaurant down. And, you know, the outdoor dining that they had. And they spent thousands of dollars getting the outdoor dining so they could move it back inside, you know, take it out again, and so where people would be safe. And then they'd be shut down like that. And then there's...
Well, the definition of socialism is the government picks the winners and the government picks the losers. You can go to Walmart, but you can't go to church. You can go to Costco, but you can't go to a restaurant. You can protest if you're Antifa. You can loot and burn if you're BLM and Antifa. But you can't gather to worship your Lord and your Savior.
So basically, we've made essential businesses out of government and big box stores and closed down all the privately owned companies.
Exactly. And when government takes your money until you don't have any money left, perhaps then, maybe this is the judgment we need. Perhaps then you'll realize that, hey, this wait a minute now, there's something wrong with this. I can't enjoy the property I've worked my tail off for 30 years to pay for. But you can still go to Walmart and get a roll of toilet paper. Something just is amiss here, and the worst kind of idiot should be able to see this by now. And perhaps with enough pain, we can start a movement to get these people to stop voting for these liberal socialists and to start voting for people who are conservative. And I don't mean Republicans. I mean people in the vein of Edmund Burke when he said he wanted to conserve his liberty. That's the type of conservative I'm talking about.
Well, you know, it's estimated something like 18,000 businesses have gone under during this time. 18,000. Well,
Tesla's out.
That's
here.
Just in California. That's just in California.
HP has left and Tesla is leaving, and I mean 6,000 businesses a year flee the state. Now we have to look at this. Are they leaving California because it's just the best place in the world? Or are they leaving California because economically, viably, constitutionally, it's untenable? And the only people who aren't leaving are the people who aren't mobile enough or can't afford to leave.
Or they're living off the other taxpayers.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Here is one of our listeners has written in our chat room, and he says, here's a benefit of California. They see so many businesses leaving. They see so many people that are taxpayers leaving. They see the way that the state's being run with the most amount of homeless, the poorest people in the nation. At the same time, it's one of the richest states in the nation. They said that people are watching California, and every time it gets worse, it just makes it harder to spread the California way of life to the rest of the United States.
But the problem is these people are moving, and I have friends in states like Texas and Idaho where a lot of this population is going. And the problem is they're coming into their jurisdictions, and then they're trying to change the way they live and bring it more in line with the way they lived in the state of California.
Well, that's why I think walk away with Jefferson movement is so important, because what we're proposing is that we teach these people, we really start a genuine movement here. And you're right about one thing. It's got to start from the bottom up. It's got to start in your town, your city council, your county supervisors. If this doesn't start from the bottom up, it won't work, because you can't just go preach to people when you're not doing it yourself. But what we have to do is instruct them that continue to do stupid things with your vote and your money is counterproductive. And what we need to do is we need to start electing people who are willing to conserve our liberty, whose job and their mission is to preserve our liberty and give us more liberty so that we can go out and make a living for ourselves and our family. Because I have to tell you, without liberty, they're not going to let you keep the money or the property. So I don't care how much you gain for yourself or how much you think you gain, unless you're part of the ruling elite with Newsom and his socialist pals and the governing elite from Davos and Facebook and Google, you're not going to be allowed to keep what you've earned. Without liberty, you have no grounds to keep it.
And speaking of taxes, today is property tax day.
Yes, it is.
By the way, mm-hmm. I just thought I'd remind everybody your property taxes are due today.
Actually, they're due in November. They're delinquent today.
Oh, they're delinquent today.
So you've got a deadbeat renter in your house, but you can't get rid of them because of the Wuhan, and the socialists say, oh, even deadbeat renters deserve a place to live, but you still have to pay the property taxes.
One of the things that's going to take in education is to get people to start voting in their local elections. I found it very interesting, having served as an elected official for 20 years in Shasta County, when I found out how many people only vote in the presidential election. They never bother to vote in the small elections. It was a whole awakening to me that I didn't realize that a lot of my friends and my neighbors didn't vote for city council, board of supervisors, school boards. They only voted in the presidential election.
But a lot of dead people vote in California.
Well, yeah, dead people and people that don't live here and vote two or three times.
Yeah, Bruce Ross had something that was, he was reading a book, and he put this page on Facebook, and it said that this young man was all upset. He was crying. He said, my dad, you know, my dad didn't come to see me, and I was, you know, I was really upset. And he said, well, why didn't your dad come to see? Well, my dad's been dead, but he voted today.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And this was an old book.
I have firsthand knowledge as a deputy sheriff of voter fraud in California. I have firsthand knowledge. I was there. I saw it. I heard the eyewitness testimony. I was involved in the investigation personally. And the Secretary of State's office did absolutely nothing about it because, according to his investigator, a gentleman who was an investigator for the state of California, well, he won't prosecute this because he wants everybody to vote, even illegal aliens.
That's exactly right.
What I'm saying to people is wake up. And if you don't vote, look, we have a small window through which we, the people, can look to see if government's doing the job we hired them to do. And when you don't vote, you stop paying attention, you close that window. And guess what's going to happen to you? Anything they want to happen to you.
It's a right, but it's also a responsibility.
Absolutely.
It's
so
$1 billion
to the Chinese, and Gavin gives another $2 billion to cover the losses on the Klamath River, and Gavin opens up the southern borders, and Gavin says you can't keep your house and you can't keep your business. Well, when you elect a king and you stop voting, you can't be surprised when he starts acting like a king.
Okay. We're here with Mark Baird and Trish Clark's my co-host today, and we're going to take a quick break. Trish, you say we might get some weather this week.
Yes, we're looking for showers all week long, and they're calling for showers likely. I'm hoping that they're actually talking rain, but that should happen throughout the week and into the weekend.
Well, our display here shows clouds and rain, but yeah, I can never – it says a tendency, but one day it did that, and it was like 100 degrees outside. So
yeah,
we're hoping this actually is going to do it. Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR has teamed up with Courtney Stone for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service. So thank you to all the men and women who have served in the armed forces. The holidays are a particularly difficult time for veterans. And with Courtney's help, we are lending a helping hand to help out our local homeless veterans. It's Operation Holiday Salute with KCNR.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 10th of December, 8:49 in the morning. About 55 degrees out there. Looking like we may get some weather coming in here, some rain this weekend. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Their customer service is just exceptional at Shasta Gas Propane. Tomorrow on the show, Michael DeQuisto, Reading City Councilman, who was voted out of his position
in the succession.
And since the mayor is, it's an honorary position. They have one vote, just like everybody else does. But the vote was to take him out of that succession. Not only that, but I believe Mark Mazzano is going to call in also and talk about his vote on that. You know what? And the city council has every right to do this, and it's happened before. It's happened a couple of times. I think Francie Sullivan. It happened in city council with her. I think it also happened when she was on the board of supervisors,
yeah,
too. I think they did it to Gary Cadd, but I'm not sure.
I think so.
So it's not like it's never been done before.
It shouldn't be a popularity contest. It should be based on when you're on the board or the council, but sometimes it gets to be very political.
It does. Okay. Hey, our guest is Mark Baird. And we're talking about the fact is in California we've lost a lot of the I think the word is your rights and your liberties that other states enjoy, that they just take for granted, that we've taken it for granted, and now we're kind of reaping that whirlwind. So the fact that people don't go out and vote is a big reason, and I think people are starting to wake up in the state that they realize how much of their liberties have been taken from them. Southern California is in down in L.A. County, where they are shut down totally, and yet there are exceptions to this, like the entertainment industry and others. Yet churches are shut down, restaurants are shut down, even outdoor dining is shut down in there. So I think people down in L.A. are waking up to this too.
But if we don't straighten out the voting process before we go forward, it won't make any difference, because they have totally been able to figure out how to violate and fraudulently elect people now. If we don't get a handle on that, our vote isn't going to mean anything going forward anyway.
So, good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Well, I have an answer to that. I mean, I think that people should go on the Internet, look up SOJ51.org, find your county committee, wherever that is, contact them, and become a part of the Walk Away with Jefferson movement. Let's see if we can spread this to Southern California counties and Western California counties and wherever else it needs to go, and let's teach people the value of the vote. And I think it was Citizens United versus the House of Representatives. The Supreme Court said that each individual in this nation has a material interest in maintaining the value of their vote. Well, your vote has no value if you don't vote. So let's teach people to vote. Let's teach them how important it is, and let's teach them that you don't get the government you deserve. You get the government you allow through your vote.
That's true.
If we allow these crooks and liars to occupy chairs in Sacramento, then we get nothing less than we deserve.
You're absolutely right, and you know I've been preaching that, Mark, for 30 years. I just chastise people. If you don't vote, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
And then you have
Let's start by recalling the governor. Let's get the signatures we need, and let's recall Newsom, and let's start the lesson at the very top. And we have that power. This recall effort has been underway for a long, long time. Let's make it happen and teach people that their vote has value, and they can affect change with their vote. And then let's break this state into two or three bits or whatever it takes so that those we elect, in the words of Patrick Henry, are never allowed to develop a separate agenda from those who elect them. And the only way to do that is with a district small enough that the person you elect has to care what you think. Because with one state senator for a million people, the state senator he doesn't care what you think or what you want, and you can't make him.
That's
but
right.
If we had districts that were small enough, he would have to care what you think. And when government is afraid of the people, that is liberty. When people are afraid of the government, that is tyranny.
We get questions on this all the time, Mark. Okay, let's just say it happens. The state of Jefferson is stood up. Can you give us an idea what that looks like? We've got like 5 minutes.
Yes, it looks like a minimum of one or two state senators per county, and Justice Thomas expressed interest in that. It's a federal model of government, and Justice Thomas has already said that there is nothing in the Constitution that demands this one man, one vote concept that Earl Warren invented. So it would be one or two state senators per county and a state assemblyman for around 5,000 people maximum. And that's about the model that New Hampshire and Vermont have now. And it works well because in those states, 70% of the time an incumbent has not survived his reelection bid. In California, 98% of the time you can't get rid of an incumbent. So that's the difference.
Will there be term limits?
That's for the people to decide. I have mixed emotions on term limits. When you get a really good person, you don't want to get rid of them. But when you get a bum, you'd like to get rid of them before term limits.
But you do that by voting.
Yeah, you do that at the ballot.
Okay,
box, exactly.
What about the economy of the state of Jefferson?
We are surrounded with all the wealth in the world. There are only four products on earth that contribute to everything you purchase. There are only four businesses: mining, farming, timber, and livestock production, and energy production. So those things contribute to every single product you buy. And we have all of those businesses if we are allowed to use them. Instead, we burn the forest to the ground. We burn millions of acres of marketable timber. If we had instead simply logged that timber and managed the forest actively, we would be sitting rolling in money. I mean, Siskiyou County used to be the jewel of California. And Northwest Timber Harvest proceeds alone paid for the entire road department, the entire sheriff's department, and the entirety of the public education department. And now our counties are welfare counties because the state of California has barred us from engaging in the businesses we've historically used to make money for our people and for our society.
Well said. In a nutshell, what happened to the timber industry? Well put, Mark.
It happened in the energy production, and it's happening in farming, and it's happening in the rest of our businesses as well.
Well, you'd have a different tax structure. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We would start out with zero corporate tax in order to entice businesses to come here instead of running away as fast as they can, where it costs $6,000 to get a U-Haul truck to California from Texas, and it costs $150 to get a truck to go from California to Texas.
Try renting a car someplace and bring it back and dropping it off in California.
Right.
Okay, hey, Mark, how do people get a hold of State of Jefferson? And there used to be meetings every Monday night of concerned citizens, and that's been canceled.
Well, the China Wuhan, you can't meet to discuss your liberty, but you can still go to Walmart to buy a six-pack of toilet paper.
Maybe you should have your meetings in Walmart.
Maybe.
Just call them protests. Just call them protests.
Call them a protest.
If we dress in black, we could do that.
Yes, you could.
Okay. Hey, Mark, thanks so much for being with us today.
Okay, soj51.org for contact.
Okay,
soj51.org.
Are you still in the law enforcement up where you're at?
I am not currently. I am flying fire tankers now.
Yeah. And you know what? Thank you so much for that. That's not an easy job. It still looks like fire season, and we haven't had any water. I guess we could still have them. Anyway, take care, Mark, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. Dang. tomorrow.
Hey, Carl, that's a good day.
Well, Melissa thinks I talk too much. Okay.
She does.
Yeah, she says I talk too much. I get disappointed when Carl gets an interesting person once a week. I have interesting people on all the time, Melissa. You just may not be interested in them. I mean, Chamber of Commerce, the sheriff, the chief of police.
I think it's a nice variety. I certainly.
Community radio, Melissa. Community radio. That's what we are. Everybody gets a shot here. If you'd like to come on the show, you just give me a call at 605-456-7. Say it's Melissa. I want to be on your show. Everybody gets a shot at being on the show. Hey, tomorrow, again, Michael DeQuisto will be joining us, Reading City Council. And it is the good guys against the bad guys. If you don't vote, you're a bad guy.
Part of the problem.
Paul is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.